Soccer Report. I'm your host, Brian Zygo, coming to you from hot, humid Houston, Texas. And it was a hot, humid night Saturday as the Houston Dynamo hosted Real Salt Lake. Had a bit of a rough start for the Dynamo. They gave up a goal in the 28th minute to Real Salt Lake. Fabian Espindola scored that goal. Then the rest of the first half was just really rough looking for the Dynamo. Javon Watson was not having a great time of it. The defense, yeah, had some rough breakdowns, but managed to avoid giving up another goal. Second half, though, it was like a completely different team out there. Not sure exactly what Dom Nick Kinnear, the coach of the Dynamo, said to his players, but whatever it was, it really lit a fire under them. And it was only 2 minutes into the first half. It was a 47th, or sorry, 2 minutes into the second half. It was a 47th minute when Brian Ching picked up a goal. That's his fifth goal of the season. And his, I guess, fourth in the last five games, if I'm getting my stats right, if I'm remembering the stuff right. So getting Ching back there on the pitch. He was out a big chunk of the first part of the season with injury issues, but getting him back out there has really proved important for the Dynamo. In the end, it might be a good thing that he was injured a bit during the first half, because it's kind of given him some life, some energy at this, as we go into, as we're into the second half of the season, as the Dynamo make this playoff push. Brian Ching's a little more rested than a lot of other people, a little less worn down, and it looks like that's something that might in the end pay off for the Dynamo and get them into the playoffs. That first goal for the Dynamo, Brad Davis and Carlo Cosley picked up assists on that. That's Carlo Cosley's first assist of his MLS career, which isn't very long yet. Lewis Gill then made things a little rough for the Dynamo. He picked up a goal for Real Salt Lake, putting Real Salt Lake up ahead one more time. It was Bobby Boswell getting his second equalizer of the week when he scored in the 69th minute, helped by Brad Davis there. That gave it 2-2, and you could tell Dynamo were just pouring on the attack after that. You could almost sense that something was going to happen. You could feel it. The crowd was not leaving. They were on their feet, and 93rd minute, Alex Dixon, homegrown player, gets his first goal of his MLS career, game winner. So Dynamo end up picking 3 points off of Real Salt Lake. Real Salt Lake's had a rough go of it whenever they face a Dynamo. The matches between these teams always tend to be physical, aggressive, and entertaining. First half wasn't quite as entertaining for the Dynamo fans as the second half was. Despite the heat, the humidity, the fact that the Houston Astros were playing a home game and the Houston Texans were playing a home game at Reliant Stadium against the New Orleans Saints, another team that has a big following in the Houston area, Dynamo did manage to get a good crowd out there. I think it was over 16,000. I've seen better, but it could have been a lot worse considering everything else that was going on, plus school starts up for most kids this week. So I know a lot of families out there are busy getting their kids ready for that. This marks the fourth match. Let me get this straight. I want to make sure I get this straight. This is the fifth in a string of unbeaten matches for the Dynamo. What started back in July, on July 30th, when they beat Seattle Sounders here at home 3-1. Then they tied Philadelphia up in Pennsylvania 1-1. Beat the Portland Timbers this past Sunday 2-1 at Robertson. Traveled to New England on Wednesday. Gave up an early goal, but as I mentioned before, Bobby Boswell picked up a very late equalizer, giving them a road draw, especially important because it was a in-conference and Eastern Conference matchup. And then, of course, beating Real Salt Lake last night. One of the concerns going into the match with Real Salt Lake was Adam Moffitt. He picked up a red card late in that game against Philadelphia. Against New England. For a little run-in with New England goalkeeper Matt Rhys. And he was out for the match Saturday against Real Salt Lake, so there's some concern about, you know, how quickly he's become an important component of the Dynamo, even though they just picked him up last month on a trade. Turns out, I think, even without him out there, without him suited up in some ways, and kind of think Glenn Davis, listening to his post-game radio show, was kind of pointing this out last night. In some ways, you can still credit Adam Moffitt with this win. He's brought a certain attitude to the team. He's shown that it's okay to take some shots. It's okay to take some shots from a bit of distance. It's okay to take shots from outside the 18. And we saw that kind of happen last night here in Houston, that kind of vibe, that kind of attitude, and that probably played a big role in why the Dynamo won last night. So credit to Moffitt for bringing that attitude change. Credit to the Houston Dynamo players for picking up on it. Credit to Dominic Kinnear for getting them to, you know, get into that second half and not give up after going down a goal in the first half. It was a very, it was a kind of match that I think for a lot of Houston fans proved exciting. It was that kind of rough emotional match where at the end of it, the ability to just celebrate like that was, I think, a lot of fun for the fans, and also a good indication of just that kind of emotional roller coaster ride that some of these matches can be. Up next for the Dynamo, Saturday, they head up to Canada, take on the Vancouver Whitecaps. Whitecaps are at the bottom of the Western Conference standings. They've only won 3 matches. They've only tied 9, which is interesting because LA Galaxy, who lead the West, also only have 9 ties, except they have 14 matches, wins in their matches. Vancouver's got 13 losses. At home, Vancouver is 3-3-5. So odds are pretty good that the Dynamo are going to at least pick up a draw, at least pick up 1 point up there, though they would like to get those 3 points. After that, they have this long kind of, they really have a kind of a long stretch of away matches. They do have a friendly at home on September 4th, a Sunday. That's, gosh, an 8 p.m. match on a Sunday. It is Labor Day weekend, I guess, so it's not a school night for most kids then. Well, for any kids that I can think of. So they do have that little friendly at home, but then on September 10th, they're in Kansas City. September 14th, they're in Columbus, and they don't really have a league home game again until September 17th. And that's going to be against San Jose, always a contentious matchup between those two teams. Then on September 24th, they head up to Dallas to take on FC Dallas, a team that's doing pretty decent for themselves in the West. They're in third place behind the Galaxy and the Sounders. Also, they recently managed to become the first MLS team to beat a Mexican club on Mexican soil when they beat Pumas in the CONCACAF Champions League. After that, October comes here, and let's face it, there's only 3 more matches, only 3 more regular season league matches at Robertson Stadium, And that might be it. Depending on how they work the schedule next year, I think they're trying to work it so that there won't be any matches at Robertson. They might play a string of away matches and then come home to their new stadium. We'll see how that plays out. But October 1st, they face the Chicago Fire. 14th, they head out to Portland. And then October 23rd, Sunday, they close out the season against LA Galaxy. So this is a make-or-break time for the Dynamo, getting this win against Real Salt Lake. Big for them and their playoff chances. Because now, because Philly lost to the Columbus Crew, and New York's just totally fallen apart. They did get a draw in their most recent match, I think. Or did they lose that one? But anyway, New York's just, you know, came out strong and has just taken a tumble. Right now, Houston Dynamo actually hold second place in the Eastern Conference completely to themselves. 35 points on the year, 8 wins, 7 losses, 11 draws. 5 points behind Columbus Crew, and that's the team that beat Philadelphia. Philadelphia's got 34 points. So picking up that 1 point at Philadelphia definitely helped. Picking up that 1 point at New England helped. Right now, Houston's in a decent enough position to really make a good shot at the playoffs again. If they keep going strong through the rest of their matches, they should not have too much difficulty making it to the playoffs. They definitely need good showings against Kansas City and Columbus, that's for sure. And those are road-setting games. So even draws, especially against Crew, at least get a draw against the Crew is good. You definitely want to beat Kansas City. So one of the interesting things I'll note, and this is a bit of a shorter kind of podcast or a bit of a different one, because one of the weird things is usually when the Dynamo win, the players like to come out and, you know, they're more open to talking to the press and stuff. But for some reason yesterday, there wasn't as much of an interest in talking to the press. Part of me wonders if that's because they wanted to give the young Alex Dixon his moment in the sun. He definitely talked to the press. So what I'm going to do is take a little break. Then you're going to hear Alex Dixon talking to the press right when the press got in the locker room. I'm just going to put that out there unedited. You'll hear the questions kind of. We'll see how the background music does with that. Take another break and then give you Dominic Kinnear's entire press conference. So, like I said, next week Dynamo play Vancouver Saturday night. That'll be on Channel 11.2 here in Houston. And we'll see what happens there. And so far, things have started to look a little bit brighter for Houston Dynamo and its fans. You follow me on Twitter, BZYGO. You got my website, ZygoteSoccerReport.com. I do have some information, the video there from yesterday's incident in Mexico at the Santos Morelia match. The video where you can hear the gunfire from outside the stadium, the players run off the pitch, people kind of ducking low in the stands. Thankfully, at this point, it sounds like nobody actually got hurt in that. But it is kind of a sad situation going on in Mexico, just in general, with the violence connected to the drug trade. So ZygoteSoccerReport.com, you can see some of that there. And until next time.
I was in love with this girl, dog. It's so hard, dog. I'm telling you, man. This shit is wild, man. Bro, she's from. Let me tell you about her. Yo, and she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like catching big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the 6 range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance in that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone your frame up, a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key, but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance, and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She's sipping Chris straight up, skanking, winding a waist up. Scene 2.
Just fell to me. I kind of wanted to go line. They forced me inside, so I just cut inside, and I saw the back post was open and just bent it, and luckily it went in.
Talk about the feeling. I mean,
the feeling.
The feeling.
It was great. You know, having to be the game winner, my first goal. But the most important thing was getting points to the team, so I was happy for that. So we're climbing the table and making it work for the playoffs.
And do you feel like this moment is your breakthrough? I mean, we know you kind of struggled at the beginning. Do you feel that this goal is your breakthrough?
I think it definitely gets confidence. Just got to keep my head down and just keep working hard. Run to the team when I get my chance and try to make the most of it.
How big did you get this goal here at?
It means a lot, you know, scoring at home. So, I mean, I would have taken it anyway, though. It definitely means a lot more scoring at home.
What is the first thing you think about? I'm pretty sure your mom was probably here. What do you think about? You know, because you always dream about scoring here, coming up from the school and the academy. What's your thought?
My thoughts is, we just won. So that was the first thing. We got the points. That was the most important thing. But then there's a lot of adrenaline running through. You know, it's a great moment.
What did Dom tell you at halftime to fire in the Dynamo?
I wasn't even for that time talk. I was out on the just warming up and stuff.
So basically you didn't have an idea you were
going to
go in?
No. I just told me to warm up and just try to keep myself warm. Then he called my name and tried to go in and make the most of it.
What did he put you in? What do you think he saw?
Let's try to open up the game a little bit, drive it to the left back, and just create some more opportunities. And luckily it worked out.
Who did you dedicate the goal to?
The organization, the family, everybody. It's a big moment. Great moment for me.
Did you kind of find yourself, am I going to celebrate it?
Definitely trying. A lot of stuff went through my mind, but I saw the guys over there, and I was like, you know what, I got to celebrate with them. That's the best thing to do.
Oh, real happy. It's a great ending. We got a lot of chances in that second half. Nick Raimondo had a very good game. It was the last kick of the ball. So I'm happy for Alex to come in and make a difference. Happy for the guys. Showed great determination this week to come out of this week undefeated and score two goals very late in two difficult games. So I'm very happy. I think they're playing well, keeping themselves together. And some of the attacking stuff I think we're putting forward now is a joy to watch.
Just your thoughts on maybe this game 4 months ago, you don't come out with the result. Just talk about the way that the team fought today. And
I mean, yeah, we it's one of those where we should have scored a goal. Raimondo's played well, and then we give up a pretty soft goal, so we're down 1-0 at halftime. Just get them together and say, keep doing what we're doing. Keep the outside backs attacking. Keep switching the ball. I thought we were doing that pretty good. Then we equalized right after that. And I'm trying to think of their second goal. Who scored their second goal? He did?
Gill's for them.
Gill
for
me. Yeah. Gill.
Header.
Yeah. I thought it was another little bit soft by us. But the corner was excellent. We talked about a halftime by attacking that near post, and it was perfect. And then after that, we had numerous chances, I think the guys have a lot of belief in themselves and each other right now, and it's showing.
Dom, can you talk about that relationship between you and a talented kid who you want to see lives up to his potential?
Who's that, Alex?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's so fuzzy. He did come over and ran over to the bench and, you know, jumped over my way, but I was happy for him. You know, I mean, the kid's got talent. We all know that. He's played, you know, he's played important minutes. I mean, we brought him on at an important time. We brought him in at an important time in the game on Wednesday, so we have confidence in him. Just happy he celebrates with everybody. It was nice to see.
And you give a bit, you joke, it's not fuzzy, but it isn't fuzzy. It's that kind of like, you're going to push, he's going to...
Right, he's... Expect a lot out of him. I think the kid has, you know, a lot of potential. He does some good things. One thing good about him, he's got good versatility, where he can play wide, can play in the middle. Do I not let him get away with anything? I try not to, because I think he has the ability to do stuff like that and hopefully more.
What do you think this means ultimately for Houston soccer? I mean, the kid started Texas Heat, Texas Dynamo Academy. You know,
it's nice to see. I mean, Tyler's played some games. You know, Alex come in and made a difference tonight. So our academy setup, I think, has always been pretty good. And I think we're lucky that it's not just our academy, but I think Houston as a city has produced talented players for many years. You know, so, and it's nice that we have the territorial rights on these kids so they can come and play for us.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about how he's progressed this year to kind of earn your trust to put him in crucial time?
He plays well in practice. I think he has the athletic ability to be able to play and handle it. You know, we always try to tell him when he's on the bench, don't enjoy the game, watch it. So if you come on, you know what you want to do. I think he's learning. He's learning how to become a professional. It is only one goal, mind you. You know, so we got to take it easy. But it sure did come at the right time, and it capped off a good week for us. And like I said, I'm really happy for him because, you know, sometimes the criticism from the older players and from myself can be a bit honest and harsh. But he's kept his chin up. But I always tell him, I said, if we give you a chance to play in the field, it just shows you that we have confidence in you that you can help this team at that particular time.
He mentioned that he wasn't in the locker room when you were having the chat with the guys who was outside. So, I mean, for him to come in and kind of take it on his, you know, when you put him in to know what he was going to do, what he needed to do, that speaks good of his development.
I think the one thing about him is he's a confident kid. I mean, and he strikes a good ball. So, like I said, I think he's got to know that we're confident in him enough to be able to put him in games. I mean, it's a tough week, and he's played, you know, a lot of minutes. You know, considering he hasn't played a ton, but I think he's appeared maybe 7 to 10 games this year. So, you know, and yet maybe some guys are hurt, some guys are suspended, but it gives guys opportunities. But if we didn't have confidence in him, I don't think we would call his name to ask him to go in and play. And I mean, tonight he definitely rewarded our confidence and faith in him.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the attack. It's another night where you guys created a bunch of good chances.
Yeah, I think we were moving the ball well. We were finding Brad quite a lot in that last half an hour. You know, and Corey was moving it well. I think it was one of those when we were attacking down the middle, we were finding the spaces wide instead of keeping it in there, you know. So and when Brad gets the ball, it's always a dangerous situation. We had good, you know, we had a lot of chances tonight, like I said, and they had a couple of chances too. I thought Nick Raimondo made some really good saves. And I think more times you try and put the ball into the box, it puts pressure on the defense, and hopefully you get something out of it.
Any comment on the physicality on that?
I'm sorry?
Any comment on the physicality on that?
I think it's absolutely normal for what goes on in MLS. I don't think it was anything over, above, and beyond, and I don't think it was a soft game. I think it was pretty normal for what MLS is all about.
Don, you must be happy with the way this win sets you for the rest of the season. You came from behind twice and then pulled out a win at the end.
Yeah, I don't know if we've done that for a while. I mean, I will say we went behind in the fourth minute on Wednesday, came back, so that showed a lot of character. I think we played these last two games. I think we probably created more chances these last two games than we have in a little while. So great character. Sets us up for, I mean, just so if you keep on going, you know, hopefully some things, you know, some good things happen. And, you know, with Alex's left foot, a great thing happened for us tonight.
All right. Wait,
okay.
One more. Early in the season, you weren't having as many chances. Recently, you've been playing exciting football, creating a lot of chances. What do you attribute that to? It's just gelling of the team, the additions?
You could say that. I just think everyone's playing better. I think at the beginning of the year, I think we were kind of in a holding pattern, so to say, or, you know, what do they call it, treading water.
Yeah.
We were kind of going good, but we're busting through. And I think now You know, I think everyone is up their game.
And it's like they're having fun.
And I think they're having fun. It comes. We haven't lost in, what, five, maybe?
Yeah, five.
And 1-10. So I think anytime you get a point and you play well, I think it does give you confidence. And I think the guys, you know, the mistakes don't bug them because I think the confidence is there.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Good night.
With the birds of shit, it's a long